your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock. The latest now with Joanna Earle.
It's thought David Cameron will announce later that 10,000 Syrian refugees will be allowed here. The Prime Minister is also under pressure to take military action in Syria to protect people fleeing the violence. Labour MEP Claude Moraes is on the European Parliament's Home Affairs Committee. He says it's not enough.
Last month, Sweden took about 10,000 in 1 month. That's with a fraction of our population. So anyone who feels that through public opinion what David Cameron's about to announce is generous really should watch what is happening in the House of Commons today.
Meantime, the French president has announced the country will accept 24,000 refugees. Vienna says 14,000 migrants crossed over from Hungary this weekend. And in Germany, an extra €3 billion is being given to councils to help them cope.
This is KMFM News.
The pilot of a Spitfire plane has been assessed by paramedics after making an emergency landing in a field in Kent. The aircraft came down in Woodchurch near Ashford just before 10 this morning. No one else has been hurt, although the fire crews are having to deal with a fuel leak at the scene. A Tunbridge man accused of murdering his father and seriously injuring his brother in a double stabbing has appeared in court. Patrick Murphy was arrested and charged following an attack in the town in May. The 29-year-old from Hetteridge Road didn't enter a plea and the case has been adjourned until next month.
KMFM News.
Prince Andrew has tweeted a good luck message to students starting lessons at Kent newest university technical college. The Duke of York is patron of UTCs across the country and promotes creating skilled jobs. The £11 million university technical college in Medway has been welcoming students for the first time today. Kieran's there for the update.
Well, around 200 14 to 18-year-olds have stepped through the doors here for the first time to start their academic year at this brand-new site in Chatham. They've been welcomed with an assembly featuring motivational speakers to help offer them an insight into the world of construction, engineering and design. It's hoped that'll only be fueled further throughout their time here, as workshops, science labs and other practical lessons will all be offered, alongside the traditional classroom setting. These students have told me they're geared up for their time here.
It's a big achievement to actually get into the school, I would say, and it's a big opportunity.
In other schools, you wouldn't be having like a really big chance to do engineering, but now you do, and you're just standing here in your building, looking at your dream.
Students with the teachers can be driven to strive for their goals.
While they have had a chance to see the site today, it's not yet the finished version. Work's still being done to complete it, with builders seen hurrying around the site to try and get everything in order by next week. But Karen Buck, who's the principal, says measures are in place to make sure the students are still learning.
We're using the opportunity of working directly with a major partner, University of Greenwich. So in a way, it's actually a fantastic opportunity because our young people actually get to see university life and spend some time in their workshops and on their campus. So actually, it's worked out perfectly for everyone.
And bosses here are already calling on any young people interested in the site to consider them for the start of the next academic year.
KMFM News.
A Gravesend man who owes his life to organ donors says more of us should consider joining the register. Mark Bradford suffers from a rare genetic condition and was given a new liver in 2008. He also had a lung transplant last year. He says it's not just had a massive impact on him.
It's not just the person, it's the stress on the families as well, because their life's on hold. You know, it's so many people die on the transplant list, and to be that bad, to be on that list, their lives literally stopped.
Figures given to KMFM show more than 180 people are waiting for a life-saving transplant in Kent. Just over 4 in 10 of us are on the register. And a new version of the Queen's waxwork at Madame Tussauds has been unveiled to coincide with her becoming Britain's longest-serving monarch this week. She's now dressed in a replica of a gown she wore in official photographs taken during her Diamond Jubilee in 2012. On Wednesday, she'll pass the record set by Queen Victoria, who reigned for more than 63 years.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Tennis and British pair Andy Murray and Johanna Konta go for a place in the US Open quarterfinals later. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Murray faces the South African Kevin Anderson in the last 16, while Konta takes on double Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova. On to motorsport, and Ken Shane Byrne has cut the gap with the leader leader in the British Superbike Championship to just 2 points with three rounds of the season to go. The Isle of Sheffield rider, who's going for a record fifth title, won two of the three races at Alton Park over the weekend. And Kent and England cricketer Lydia Greenway has been voted England's Supporters Player of the Women's Ashes Series. She secured more than 57% of the vote after scoring 202 runs and taking four catches against Australia this summer.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.